our first one-day youth Master Course seminar was just completed in Klang yesterday. It was the inspiration of two young men who were here on task force, who we all know, Shivaneshwaran and Arvind Raj. They thought about it when they were here and worked with a number of the monks on preparing material, took it back and did it. So a lot of the younger members there helped them and really enjoyed it, and reached out to some new people who afterwards signed up to study the Master Course. So it worked. Introduction to the Master Course actually produced Master Course students. So part of it was they were supposed to call me, and I had a little talk, and we ran into technical difficulties. And so a couple of hours after they were supposed to talk, they still hadn't called, so I had to do something else. So I wrote down the talk, and Shyamagana Swami gave it. Just a very simple 5-minute or so inspirational message. First part was valuable. Why is the study of Hinduism valuable in terms of how a young person would look at it? What's the importance of studying Hinduism? So the idea was that, knowing about Hinduism allows us to contact God Shiva, Lord Muruga, Lord Ganesha, and receive their blessings in a powerful way and have them influence and uplift our life. Knowledge of Hinduism also teaches us to contact our inner self, the peaceful, intuitive, spiritual soul nature, and have that influence our life as well. So we're receiving blessings and inspiration two directions, from the inside and from the outside. We're surrounded by it, so to speak, when it works right. And what does all this do? Well, it gives us a happier life, a more peaceful life, a more balanced life, a more successful life, and a more refined life than we would otherwise have. So this is valuable. Hinduism is valuable in that way. It gives us all of these improvements in our life. Second message was practical. Understanding Hindu principles, karma, dharma, reincarnation, isn't enough. We have to also learn how to apply them to our lives so that we bring these teachings into our daily life in an effective way. And that's, of course, a lot of the emphasis of the Master Course trilogy, and it's one of Gurudeva's siddhis, shall we say, is to bring it all down to earth. Make the most abstract principle something practical, something we can do in our daily life. And then we ended with a little story on karma and how karma, though often thought of as unchangeable, can actually be changed. Our famous September 11th story of one of the planes crashed into the Pentagon. And the original count of the number of people dead was one high because one person was double counted. The plane hit his office in the Pentagon as well as he was on the plane. So they counted him twice. So it shows that somehow he wasn't able to break out of that karma. Even though he wasn't in his office, he was in the plane. Amazing. The second story is, of course, the Patel family that came here. It's a large group, and one of the groups was a family, the husband of which works in the World Trade Center, and other members of his family finally talked him into coming on a pilgrimage to Shiva's feet, so he decided to come, and of course the plane plowed into the World Trade Center right where his office was, where he normally is every day at 9 o'clock. So because of his decision to be open to the grace of Lord Shiva and come on pilgrimage, he wasn't there when he's always there. So it showed that religious inspiration, religious influence can change the timing of events in our lives and change our karma in that way. So those were the three little ideas to give some inspiration to that seminar, and we're very happy that it took place. And they're starting small. I believe they only had 20. They restricted it to a group of 20 till they have more experience, and then they plan to expand it and, of course, repeat it often. So that'll be on satellite news whenever we get a full write-up with pictures probably coming in.